Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Stoic Calm. I'm your host, Avery Hart, and you know what? Today's topic is something we all grapple with at some point, forgiveness. It's like that stubborn stain on our favorite sweater. We might try to scrub it off, but it just keeps lingering, right? But here's the thing, holding on to grudges, resentment, anger, it doesn't hurt them, it hurts us. It weighs us down, steals our joy, and frankly, keeps us stuck in a cycle of negativity. Sound familiar? Ever feel like you're carrying around this heavy backpack of past hurts? You know that feeling when someone does something that rubs you the wrong way, and suddenly your mind is replaying the scene over and over again, fueling your anger? We've all been there. But what if I told you there's a way to lighten that load? A way to let go of those past hurts and step into a lighter, more peaceful version of yourself? That's right, folks. It's about practicing forgiveness not just for others, but most importantly, for ourselves. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate forgiveness and move forward with grace. First off, understand that forgiveness isn't condoning the wrong action. It's not saying what someone did was okay or forgetting about it. Forgiveness is a conscious choice to release the anger, resentment, and pain you're carrying around. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep holding onto a hot coal because someone threw it at you, right? You drop it. It burns you, so let go. Second, forgiveness isn't a one-time event, it's a process. Be patient with yourself. It takes time to heal and let go of deeply held feelings. Some days will be easier than others. Remember, progress, not perfection, is the goal here. Third, focus on your own well-being. Holding onto grudges keeps you stuck in the past, preventing you from fully experiencing life's present moments. Forgiveness sets you free, allowing you to move forward with clarity and joy. It's like taking off those heavy mental shackles and finally feeling lighter, freer. Fourth, practice empathy. Try to understand the other person's perspective. What might have led them to act that way? This doesn't excuse their actions, but can help you see things from a different angle, fostering compassion and understanding. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. We're all human, right? Lastly, remember self-forgiveness is crucial. We all mess up. If you've hurt someone, forgive yourself for the mistake. Learn from it, make amends if possible, and move on with grace. Holding on to guilt and shame only serves to diminish your own worth. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, and a colleague makes a snarky remark that really stings. Your first reaction? Maybe you feel anger bubbling up inside, wanting to lash out or retreat into silence. But here's where the practice comes in. Take a deep breath, acknowledge the feeling, but don't let it consume you. Remind yourself that this person might be having a rough day, or maybe they're insecure and projecting their own feelings onto you. Instead of feeding into the negativity, choose to respond with kindness and understanding. You could even try saying something like, "Is everything okay? You seem a bit stressed." By choosing forgiveness in that moment, you not only protect your own emotional well-being but also create an opportunity for positive interaction. So, remember folks, cultivating forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. It's about letting go of the past, releasing yourself from the burdens of anger and resentment, and stepping into a future filled with peace, joy, and genuine connection. Don't underestimate the power of forgiveness. It's a gift you give to yourself and everyone around you. Ready to take action? Start by reflecting on any situations where you're holding onto grudges. What can you do today to let go? Maybe write down your feelings in a journal, practice mindful meditation, or simply choose kindness in your interactions. Every small step counts. And don't forget, share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Let's spread the Stoic Calm vibes and create a more forgiving world together. See you tomorrow for another dose of daily wisdom. Take care, beautiful people.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.